This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Health officials say they've confirmed a third case of measles in Colorado, this one in an Archuleta County adult. The person's vaccination history is unknown, and they did not travel outside of Colorado. The case is likely also not linked to recent cases in Pueblo or Denver. Public health officials say that could mean it could be due to community transmission occurring in the state. Coloradans are being urged to check vaccination status, monitor for symptoms, and review possible exposure locations. Colorado Representative Jeff Hurd is one of a handful of Republicans trying to check President Trump's tariff power. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The Western Slopes Hurd is co-sponsoring a bill trying to reassert Congress's power in the wake of President Trump's sweeping tariffs. Hurd says Congress has delegated some of that power to the executive, but
the authority that the president is using to implement the broad-based tariffs that we're seeing now is not contemplated by that statutory authority, and it's something that I have serious concerns with.
The bill would require Congress to consider any tariffs within 60 days and gives lawmakers the power to end tariffs. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett is a co-sponsor of the Senate's version of the bill, along with seven Republicans. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
A car crash involving an RTD train south of Denver has left one person dead. Officials say early this morning the driver drove off a highway ramp and onto the light rail track below. This happened in Lone Tree near the C-470 and I-25 interchange. And the Denver Nuggets have fired their head basketball coach and general manager with just three games left before the NBA playoffs. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.